birthplace of rock and roll. Home to Elvis, Dylan, the X-Files and the Ramones. Land of the free, home of the brave, where the deer and the antelope roam, where the streets are paved with crack cocaine and the clubs are packed with a robicized teenage totty, all madly gagging for a slice of that red-hot ash action. You fucking wish. Suddenly you're a very small fish in an ocean of indifference. Mark has accidentally sliced his finger to the bone whilst hacking away at a banana that he was pretending was his penis. It could have been worse.
Are you taking any medicines? Oh, no, maybe.
After 3 weeks of non-stop gigs, Ash get a day off, which they have to spend travelling from Los Angeles to Texas by bus. Oh, joy. After playing night after night to 60 kids and a dog called Hank, Ash finally returned to the UK to play the Reading Festival in front of 60,000 screaming fans. From the laid-back bacchanalia of Thailand to the high-tech fandemonium of Japan, where Blade Runner meets 21st century-style Beatlemania. Hello, Tokyo. Sayonara, sanity. Culture shock jet lag smashes kamikaze-style onto the aircraft carrier deck of your desperately slippery grip on reality. Despite all the distractions, Ash is still utterly focused on the really important issues. Hello, Australia. Home of Skippy, Kylie and Rolf. Interviews, TV shows, corporate meet and greets and endless record store signings. Each day blurs seamlessly into the next. The good news is that Australia is packed with horny young female Ash fans. The bad news is that roadie Leaf is about to cop off with a lot of them.